السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب قامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. And Allah Ta'ala accept great khidmat of deen from you. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, inshallah, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ma'ana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 4th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa. And we know that in most cities and countries of the world, today is the 5th of Ramadan Mubarak, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, and verses 6 to 10. We know thus far we discussed if a person, Allah forbid, Azubillah, commits fornication, male or female, then 100 lashes in public and show them no compassion and mercy. Thereafter, we discussed that they should get married also as soon as possible, the fornicator, fornicatress, provided that both parties are Muslim. And in the case of adultery, where the parties are married, both of them or one of them, there is the death penalty, capital punishment. And yesterday's lesson, we discussed if a person accuses and makes a wild accusation and allegation that that person is a fornicator or an adulterer, adulteress, and cannot produce 4 male witnesses, then we must whip him 80 lashes also in public, and that person will be mardudu shahada, his testimony will not be accepted, and he'll be considered a fasik and a fajir, a transgressor, unless he or she makes sincere tawbah and they repent. Now what happens, and this happened in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anh, that a person went home and he saw that his wife is busy with somebody else. Now he came to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said that if I go look for 4 witnesses, male witnesses, they'll be finished with that action of theirs. So what must I do? So on that occasion, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed these verses, chapter 24, verses 6 to 10. In our legal and technical jargon, it is called li'an, mula'ana, where you are cursing one another. And remember that once both parties go through it, then al-mutala'inan la yajtami'ani abada, that both parties then are haram for one another, never ever in future can they reconcile. That are the consequences and ramifications of it. In our context and so forth, if the person sees this, that his wife is busy, remember, with her lover and so forth, Allah forbid, then in a case like that, he could just issue her talaq and divorce, 1 or 2 or 3, whatever he wishes. But remember that sometimes people feel it is a stigma that too, you know, issue talaq and divorce and so forth, people say, yes, you divorced your wife. So Islam brought this to show the justice system of Islam. And remember, once this Li'an procedure is completed, it will be like a substitute for the wife, and hers will be, she's supposed to receive the capital punishment, but because she went through the procedure, so there will be no capital punishment on her. And for the man, he's supposed to receive 80 lashes in public, but because he went through this procedure, so there will be no 80 lashes for him. And this matter will be settled on the day of justice. And only Almighty Allah knows which party is speaking the truth and who is lying. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, Ahadukuma kadhib, one of the two of you are not being 100% honest, and so forth. So therefore, we need to understand the justice system of Islam. Now, I know what is going through your mind, but what happens if the wife catches the husband and he is busy with his mistress and girlfriend and so forth in the outbuilding or in the hotel or wherever, in the back seat of the car or where have you? So remember how talaq is only in the hand, divorce in the hand of the men, not in the hand of the women. So they don't have that authority unless the man delegates it to them, the tafwiz ut-talaq. So this also is one way only. Only the husband can initiate it and not the women. Now if you ask why, so you must remember, you must ask the Americans that 250 years they are approximately in existence. Until today they never had a female president. You ask the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel, how come you never had a female president? They had a female prime minister, but not female, remember, president. Because women are very, very emotional. And instead of making the home, they'll keep on breaking the home. So that is the wisdom Islam will teach us. Whether today's kuffar mentality and Western culture agrees or doesn't agree, we don't bother about them. For them, they say to be a lesbian, to be a gay, and all that is human rights. So therefore, it stinks from Washington right to Tel Aviv, and we need to be very clear on this issue. So see what Almighty Allah is teaching us. وَالَّذِينَ And those husbands, يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ Who have made the allegation, accusation against their own wives. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَى Whilst they don't have four male witnesses at that time. إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ Except themselves. He came to his house unexpectedly. And remember that this happened there. You know, in the holy places, we find incidents like this taking place. People come to us and they tell us they saw another man entering their room while the wife was alone and things were happening. Allah forbid. Allah protect us, protect the holy places as well. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ إِلَّا أَنفُسُهُمْ So only they are the witnesses. Then what must he do, the husband? فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ So he must bear testimony. He must use the word, I take a qasam and an oath, and this is what I saw, and this is what I am accusing his wife of. For shahadatu ahadim, so he, each one of them, the husbands, will take an oath with the qasam and the oath and say, arba'u shahadatim billah, that four times they will bear testimony in the name of Almighty Allah, innahu lamina sadiqeen. How you need four male witnesses? So four times he will say, wallahi, I am speaking the truth. He will say that his wife had an affair with so-and-so person, and he will say he's an eyewitness to it. And after that four times, what will he say? وَالْخَامِسَةُ The fifth time he will say, أَنَّ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ Allah Ta'ala's curse is on him, the husband, إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ If he is a liar, and if he is concocting this evidence and fabricating it. Now the lady, what will she do? Because for her, remember, it is a death penalty if she is guilty and she admits to it and so forth, and if she committed adultery. وَيَدْرَوُ عَنْهَا الْأَذَابِ, and she will repel the punishment from her, the death penalty. أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَرْبَعْ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ, she will bear testimony and give evidence and take an oath on Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا four times. شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ, that he is lying and it is not true. So she must say clearly, explicitly, that her husband is lying. وَالْخَامِسَةَ, and the fifth time she will say, أَنَّ غَضَبَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهَا, that the wrath and anger of Almighty Allah must descend upon her. For the man, the word la'anat, curse, will be used. Yeah, the word wrath, anger, will be used. Women, they normally curse. Therefore, the word curse is not used here for them. They must use the word ghadab, the wrath, the anger of Allah will descend upon them. In kana min as-sadiqeen, if her husband is speaking the truth. But remember, in this world there will be no punishment for them. Yes, they will be separated completely. No more husband-wife relationship. Nor can they remarry, nor can they reconcile. Now one question is still left. But let's say that the wife catches the husband, and it happens nowadays, you must remember that. Then what recourse does she have? So she must go to the judge, magistrate in a Muslim country, and say that she is filing for divorce or fasakh, annulment of marriage, and so forth, on grounds of infidelity, that her husband is having an affair, and so forth and so on. In our non-Muslim countries, she will go to the jamiat and the tribunal and a group of ulama, and then they will have a court case, and then if she is, her claim is correct, then they will tell the husband he must issue the divorce. If he's obstinate and stubborn, then they can then annul the marriage if he's found guilty. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ, had it not been the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So what is grace? I told you example before also, I told you several times. I told ABC XYZ person to clean my garden, wash my car, I will give you 100 rand. He did such a splendid job. Remember that the car is sparkling and shining and the garden is looking so beautiful, lush and plush. So I gave him 150 rand. So that extra 50 rand, that is fadl, is grace. So Almighty Allah, what we are not entitled to, out of His benevolence, grace, He gives us more and more and more. He loves us so much. He made us the masterpiece of His creation. He made us from the Ummah and the followers of Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and blessed us with Iman. These are the greatest gift which Allah confers upon anybody, and His mercy. Wa anna Allaha tawwabun hakim, me and you must make tawbah, we have to repent. And Allah's attribute is tawwab, and verily Almighty Allah accepts the repentance when we are sincere. And Hakim, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all wise. Yesterday I was in the masjid and the Imam read there. I was busy with my sunnahs. Wallahu Alimun Hakim. And nobody even corrected him. Whilst the Quran is saying, Wallahu Alimun Halim. So you, the Sami, the people who are behind the Imam, during Taraweeh time, you need to be wide awake, you know. You can't be asleep and so forth. So there's 300-400 people and the Imam is reading wrong and nobody corrects him. How can that be acceptable? Wallah, so yeah, wa anna Allah tawwabun hakim. Hakim, Almighty Allah is all wise. Halim, Almighty Allah is all forbearing, all patient. He does not punish us immediately. He gives us respite. He loves us so much. He gives us another opportunity. He gives us time and time again that repent and repent. But when we take undue advantage, then Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment and chastisement. May Almighty Allah envelope us in His mercy and protect us from all type of punishment and chastisement. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 4th of Ramadan in South Africa, 1446, and today we present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Trump is trumpeting away. In his second term, he's addressing the Congress. He will tell them what he's going to do with Ukraine, what he's going to do with the tariffs, what he's going to do with occupied Palestine, and he'll be trumpeting away. The idiots, Canada's leader Trudeau said, you're supposed to be a smart guy, but you do dumb things that you impose tariff upon us. It's going to hurt America, and it will hurt Canada as well. And if you know any about America and the stock exchange, the Nasdaq and all that were negative meaning yesterday. So he's a foolish person, this Trump. He's an idiot, you must remember that. A narcissist and an egoist, and he's harming America. The transatlantic ties are already fragmented and fractured and ruptured and so forth. So starvation continues in Gaza, and this is what the Americans giving the green light. Yes, you must give them, you understand, no water, no food. Now they are speaking about the Haaretz newspaper says that they might even switch off the electricity for Gaza. So that, these are the democracy, these are the human rights. One settler, one bullet, any jutla you get who supports Israel and you put him away or injure him there in Israel, Palestine, 100% they justified. And in other countries, just stop doing business with these jutlas, haramis, and teach them a lesson and hurt them the most where it hurts the most. And that is their pocket, the haramis. Maryam Adelson, she calls it Maryam. So she blasts the Israeli leaders. She gave Trump and she gave Israel millions and billions of dollars, multi-billionaire, and she's saying you're good for nothing. I thought that we will have the war done and dusted, and you can't even sort that out. So she is condemning them. That is what Quran teaches us. They will have huge wars among themselves. The Houthis of Yemen are terrorists. Who said so? United States. It's the biggest terrorist on earth, state terrorism, America, and Israel calling other people. You will see whenever the Israeli spokesperson speaks about Hamas, they must use the word terrorist. But they are the biggest terrorists, remember that. Who murders babies? Who incarcerates thousands of people? Who kills and tortures and rapes the women in jails and so forth? Remember, occupation is terrorist. Terrorism. And you are the biggest terrorist, Jutlas. And now the tide is turning against you. And America, both of you, insha'Allah, are heading for civil war. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma arina ajaiba kudratik. We support Hezbollah. We support Houthis. We support Iran. We support anybody who harms Israel or America, even though they're non-Muslim or Shias. And Shias are kuffar. I am the person who speaks the most on this issue. So you must remember, but when it comes to America, Israel and harms them or their interests, we will support them. The hadith teaches us that in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'aidu hadha deen bi rajul al fajir. Verily, Allah Ta'ala assists this deen of Islam through non Muslims also. The IDF, the Israeli diaper force, they killed a Hezbollah commander there in Lebanon, and suicide bombers in Khaybar Pakhtun, that is the frontier province there in Pakistan. So yesterday, 12 people injured and, you know, killed. 12 people killed and many injured and so forth. So this is between Pakistan and Afghanistan. Pakistan is doing the dirty work of America, and because our Taliban Mujahideen defeated them, and Trump said it was the worst defeat. So they just give million, 2 million, 5 million. They just keep on printing paper. For them is what, you must remember, just to print it. And they give the money to the Pakistani army, and then they do all this dirty work. The Arab leaders, impotent, good for nothing, majority of them murtads and traitors to Islam, and to their own people agree on the Egyptian plan, and that is nobody will expel the Gazan people from Gaza, and they will build 200,000 houses in Gaza and so forth, and the cost will be over $53 billion. But the Haramis don't speak about how will we get aid inside into Gaza and so forth. Zelensky, the idiot, is now, he's a jutla, he's a comedian, so he is prepared now to sign over the minerals with Trump, because Trump has told him, we're going to get rid of you. So this is how he uses the bullying tactics, and then he wants that you must just listen to him. So Trump is a disaster for America, and Bibi Netanyahu, the Harami, the war criminal, is a disaster for Israel, but for us it's very good. They're going to score more and more on goals, and the both countries will implode, inshallah. So the mass trial belongs in Tunisia with Qais, Qais Saeed, another murtad Harami, pakka murtad, and a tin-pot dictator, but it suits the West, because all the people who speak about Islam, Rashad Ghanouchi and them, they're all in jail, or they'll be released and then put back in jail and so forth. So this will be a mock trial there in Tunisia. Tunis is the capital, we've been there. Serbian parliament, big chaos yesterday when we were very, very young, you know, and we wanted to play a joke with the principal or the teacher. So then we should take a sting bomb to school, you see, and then we just throw it, and the whole class is smelling terrible, and then the teacher or principal would get mad, but they could never catch us because we were too sharp for them, you see. They don't know who did it. So that was just a sting bomb. These are supposed to be people, remember, Serbian parliament, and chaos there, and they donnering one another, hitting one another, and grenades and all that are flying there in the parliament. So these are Harami Serbs, our worst enemies as well. Remember what they did in Bosnia, 800,000 people and so forth, Muslims. And India condemns the United Nations regarding Kashmir. Whenever United Nations or anybody else speaks the truth, then India takes great offense. But remember that Kashmir is majority Muslim, so leave it to them and let them decide whether they want to be part of India, they want to be part of Pakistan, or they want to be totally autonomous. That's the right thing to do. But India, the Haramis, will never allow that to happen. So we need to understand the real politic and geopolitic of the world. Let's come to our own beloved country and so forth. There is a famous doctor, you know, and he was a pediatrician, child specialist, Dr. Peter Beale. Beale or Beale, whatever, Beale, I think, that's how they pronounce it. He was found not guilty regarding the death of 3 children. But people today will not forgive him because they feel he's guilty. Some of them took him to court and so forth. But anyway, he was found not guilty. South African agriculture has gone recorded such a high. Yeah, I want to make a statement. You see, in life, we must learn to speak the truth, even though it is bitter. Me and you as Indians, me and you as Africans, non-whites, call whatever you want to. Do you think we can run the agriculture and farming sector and all that, like the Boer, like those white guys, you understand? They were guilty of a major crime, apartheid, crime against humanity. But what they did with the agriculture, what they did with the farming and so forth. So today they are welcome in Australia, they are welcome in New Zealand, they are welcome in Mozambique, they are welcome in other parts of Africa. So what they have that expertise, and they know what they are doing. You give it to us, Zimbabwe, absolute chaos. So that is what you need to do. Give likulli fannin rijal, in Arabic is a saying. In every field, you will find the experts in that field. So give it to them and give them credit for that. Petrol price came down from today onwards, few cents, you see. When they increase it many cents. And when, you must remember, they decrease it few cents. Because common sense is no more common as well. They make us fools, you must remember. Now can you believe when you travel here in Johannesburg, you will see the police prowling the streets of Johannesburg and Hillbrow and here and there. And remember, they call themselves the JMPD, you understand? The Johannesburg Metro Police Department, you see. But they say themselves, there is so much bribery going on with the police and among their own rank and file. So they have to now get rid of that. How are you going to get rid of it? That is a pandemic from top to bottom. Which politician is clean? From top you got Pala Pala. So who's going to wait now? So everywhere they can put their hands in the pie, they will take the part of the cookie, part of the pie. You must remember that. Because annasu ala dini mulukihim, people will follow, this is another saying in Arabic, it is not a hadith, people will follow the habit of their rulers and kings and prime ministers, presidents. So when they corrupt the politicians, so the people and police say, I got my opportunity, my chance, let me also get corrupted and so forth and so on. So that is what we see in South Africa. You see, when South Africa was, you understand, a free country, democratic country, I just give you a lesson of history. Because a nation that does not know its history, remember, does not have a future. And a nation that knows its history will always have a bright future. And for us Muslims, we add another perspective and dimension. Our history in Islam and Muslims is not written in black and white, it's written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama. Ulama Haqqani, Ulama Rabbani, the true scholars of Islam, not the people who are using Islam for their own pockets and so forth. And our is written in black and red, and the red, red blood of our shuhada and martyrs. That is our Islamic history. So go back 30 years, 31 years, 27th April, we had the first democratic elections, and what a phenomenon it was. People were gone crazy, first time in their life they voted. I voted myself, remember that. Let's see what is voting all about. First time in our life, under the Bhura, we never voted. Then they had the tricameral, you remember Raj Bansi and company, we never voted. We said they're making us idiots. And then 30 years, now 31 years coming up, remember this. Then in 96, they drew up a constitution for South Africa. And they said it is the best constitution in the world. That time I was teaching in Darul Uloom, 2001, in Darul Uloom, Newcastle, 2001, my career started in media. And day one, I started attacking the Jutlas and attacking the government for all the nonsense they are doing. You must remember that after 94 and so forth. And I said that for me personally, the South African constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written. Now listen how foolish it is. Husband goes to the Concord, the Constitutional Court, and he says, I want to register my marriage and my name according to my wife's surname. Now, how's that now? So my wife married me, I married my wife, so she's got a double barrel surname. She chose her own maiden name and my name. So in Islam, you can maintain, retain your own maiden name. You can take your husband's name, surname. You can have a double barrel one. But see the kuffar system, that normally they're supposed to take, the wife will take the husband's name or surname. Yeah, the husband said, let me test the waters and the constitution, and I want to take my wife's surname. The citizen has got it, go see it. MashaAllah, today another milestone in our life. Hada rahmatun min Rabbi, hada min fadli Rabbi. This is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. The barakah wasila of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must thank my young brother Maulana Ahmad Dokrat. He was with me in Cape Town 2015 December. I delivered a talk. He came to me and said, he's my student also, and he said that, you know, that what you teach us, never mind the public, the we ulama, first time we're hearing these things here, we must do something. I said, Maulana, me, I'm a simple Simon, I'm not technically savvy, and I don't understand that. He said, no, You just send it to me and I'll do it today. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. This is now the 10th year from 2015 to 2025. So today you will receive on your groups, on your X, Twitter, inshallah, and on your Telegram and so forth, Nasiha number 3400. So may Allah reward Mawlana Ahmad Dukrat. Allah grant his father, Haji Suleiman, Jannat al Firdaus. Allah grant his mother, she's a Maimon, you know, I speak to her in Maimon when the need arises. So mashallah, that Allah grant us siha afia. Today's Nasiha will be by Mawlana Salman Yunus from 8:30 to 9 with Mawlana Zaid. And thereafter, inshallah, 11 to 12 will be the Blessed of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir, and today it's Wednesday. Make special dua for our beloved country, South Africa. Cry, my beloved country. And make special dua for Gaza and the West Bank. Allah, destroy the Jutlas and the Haramis. Allah, destroy the Americans and any other country that are assisting the Jutlas. Murder, kill our people, and they want to exterminate them. Allah, destroy them and destroy the enemies of Islam, whoever they are, wherever they are. Ameen. Barakallahu feek, Ma Salim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.